mediocrity defined as the quality or state of being mediocre.
Well, no shit. Thanks for nothing, Miriam and or Webster.
Okay. Mediocre, of moderate or ordinary to low quality, value, ability, or performance.
Is he talking about how I go or how you gamble?
Wait a minute. Is this an oxymoron podcast? Happy hours are always awesome. They're never mediocre. You know what? Screw it. We've done 12 f***ing takes. The missus has called my phone 7 times, which means she's hit the bottle already pretty hard. I need to get home. 3, 2, 1. You're the best. It's time for another edition of the Mediocre Happy Hour, where anything is up for grabs. Golf, gambling, football, gambling on football, Plato's influence on modern culture. Hey, that's cool. My kids love Plato. Here are your guys, Millar and JSG. Good luck, fellas.
And we're live. Welcome in, Mediocre Happy Hour. We'll cut this out, Dan. Don't worry. I know you're nervous and staring at the levels already.
I just already heard phlegm in your throat.
How are the levels? So is Joe upset already that the levels are fucked up?
Unless it's on a marine radio, Joe's not listening to us because now he's got a boat. So.
He's got a boat now?
He's going to boat race with Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And who is the first to get towed in by Cito?
Joe. Yeah, definitely Joe.
How many outings before Joe gets pulled in by Cito?
It might be at the boat ramp.
Under 0.5?
Yeah. I would go under.
Has he been on a boat before?
I mean, he's seen them. He has seen a boat. I'm pretty sure he probably drew one in elementary school.
Yeah, we all did. Yeah. You know, the Etcha thing. Yeah.
And I'm sure he plays with his, you know, when his daughter has a bat, they have boats in there. So maybe he's been practicing.
A little vroom vroom.
He definitely plays with a dinghy. I think that's very clear.
Yes.
I mean, think that's a very clear.
Joe is a dinghy player.
All of his boat knowledge comes from Jimmy Buffett songs.
Well, so that means, so he's going to be staying on 13 strokes for the rest of his life because we're never going to see him again.
Well, nobody can win with 13 strokes.
Well, until he gets pulled in by Cito 4 times out of 5 and says, you know, maybe I'll park the boat this weekend and play golf.
See, that's the thing. It's like, if he doesn't play any tournaments, he can't lower his strokes. But if he lowers his strokes, he can't bitch about the strokes. So he's just going to get on his boat and bitch about the strokes.
There's not like a time element where your strokes go down if you don't play? Oh, okay.
8 tournaments. Mm. But all based on your last 8.
He may need to petition about that.
I have a best friend. His name is John Morley, and I can make a call for him if he wants.
Yeah, you guys, he shed tears from what I understand.
Mm-hmm. Very proud.
Very proud.
Very proud.
This is,
and that was the cold open of episode 50, the Michael Singletary episode, which is apropos since we have a Bears fan on. Dan, welcome. I know you've been speaking already, but officially welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Dan is nervous. He's got
a little nervous.
He doesn't know what to do with his hands.
They're just sitting in front of me at this point. I've drawn my notes. We're good.
There is one drawn note.
It's a kiwi.
It's a kiwi.
It's a kiwi with a very long stem. It looks like it has some
a stem kiwi.
A stem kiwi.
It's an inverted stem.
Oh, this is going to go well.
Yeah,
this is
perfect. Be fine.
Yeah, this can't miss.
That's the name of this. Everything's fine.
Yeah, so as we are to do on Mediocre Happy Hour, the Mike Singletary episode, we bring on the champion of the most recent episode.
We want winners.
We only bring winners.
There's two here.
There's a lot of winners sitting at this table.
Yeah.
I mean, some more than others. Yeah. There's a lot of checks.
We're talking about this year.
So.
Right?
No, I mean.
This year?
No, you could say this year.
2021, it's a new year.
Well, it is a specific year.
That's the thing. It's like, I wonder if the goat here actually got like in a little Tiger Woods incident, because he hasn't won this year, he hasn't gotten a check from what I understand.
Yes, I haven't gotten a check, I haven't gotten nothing, and I'm averaging over 100. But this isn't about me. This is about
just one of those years, huh?
Just yeah,
that's golf.
You know, it's hey, you know, when you.
Now I kind of feel bad.
Well, you should, and you should feel bad.
Not even a little paper one.
No.
Phil's got one,
and I'll roll them out there again. I think I did this on the last podcast. Mr. Dustin shamed me, saying that he has more money than I do this year.
And so does Gail. She got 13th at the last tournament.
Gail.
And I tell you what.
She can play.
She can play.
I enjoyed the fuck out of that when she was like so excited about her 13th place. And that's as you should. The first time you get a check, that was cool to see.
And that was her first or second tournament, right? Yeah. So good for her. But
she's like, give me that check, you motherfucker. Yeah. That's what she said verbatim.
Oh, the money leader last year? I beat him?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bring me my check. Yeah, I see how it goes. So, yeah, this is, I've already done the open 4 times now. So welcome, Dan, FU Open champion.
It's a dream and an honor to be here. I'll be honest, it really is. 50 episodes. And
again, Dan still doesn't know what to do with his hands, but we'll figure it out before the end of this episode.
They're just gonna stay right here.
Yeah. So I guess into the. I don't know. How do we want to start this? I mean,
I want to start. Dan said he brought FU Open trivia. I say we start.
We start with trivia.
We want to start with trivia. This is a. Then we'll get into our groups because Millar, you're gonna have a lot more questions than answers.
I have a lot of questions. I did see some video. I was not there to win yet again another FU title.
Maybe the greatest ending and putoff of all time.
Well, can we put it out there at least? We can get there. You are, sir.
It's one of the great videos.
This is a mediocre happy hour. So thank you all for listening. And Dan won, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed it.
Hope you enjoyed it.
So you got your FU trivia?
I got it. So, okay.
So we're going to start with trivia.
Let's dive right in.
TLH MGA has had FU tournaments since 2014. Who was the only two-time winners?
I can name one of them.
I think I can name one. I'm going to go with...
Totally stumped.
I'm going to go with Ian as a two-time winner. And... not Nikki. I'm going to go with Pete as a two-time winner.
I mean, does that hurt? Does that hurt?
It hurts a little.
Does that hurt being a partner?
It hurts because I'll tell you the one that I know. The one that I know who's one, two is me.
Oh, yeah. Jesus
Christ. And I think I think the other one is Piggy Bear.
Very good.
Oh, my God.
Very good.
Wow.
See.
Knocked it out of the park.
FU Open trivia.
There you go. Who else brings that?
Wait, that was it?
I didn't say it was going to be good trivia.
And it wasn't like a litany of questions, but it's
right.
One person has won the FU with a score higher than 90, or 89, I should say.
Oh, I think that was me.
Nope.
Oh, fuck.
No, you rolled. Because the FU has been known to have the most big wins, like winning by like 6 or 7 or 8, your win notwithstanding, of course. But who didn't break 90? I mean, my guess, I'd still go with Piggy.
Oh, didn't break 90. I'm sorry. I thought it was the other way around.
Did not break 90. So the winner had a score higher than 90.
I'm going to stick with Ian.
Ian?
Ian's was low, and I have to go with Piggy or me, and it might be me because I won the first one.
No, you had some low scores.
I definitely had one low score.
It was Joseph Petrowski.
Really?
With a 92. 92, he won it.
Wow. Well done. Good research.
See? I bring it already.
So, in my defense, my co-host here keeps a spreadsheet of every winner. So, when you look at that. And you know that you have two. Unfair. Yeah,
it's true. The Piggy was a nice pull, though.
That was a nice pull. I will give you that.
Oh.
Everything's so unfair.
So, you were 0 for 2 on trivia. And 1 for 1 over here.
And 0 for 1 in playing in this tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yes. 0 for 1 in playing in this tournament. I have one. I didn't need another one. I had some other things to do. I had some COVID scares, you know.
It's the whole standard June here in Tallahassee.
It was hot. You know, I had to mow my grass. My socks were all over the place. Oof. A rough weekend. So, yes, I did not play in the FU Open. However, these two fine gentlemen did, JSG and Dan P. I would like to hear more. Obviously, we know the winner of the FU. We'll get to the ending here in a little bit. But I understand there was a get-to-the-course type of experience for the winner here. I'd like to hear more about the morning that got you there and got you on the first tee. And did you think you had a chance to win standing on said first tee after said morning?
Well, so now we're off of Joey's realm and into your realm and my realm and dad life.
Hey,
we're in
dad life. It's a realm.
Oh, it's so fun to hear about dad life, though.
Is it like hearing about somebody's fantasy?
No, it is occasionally. Man, this would suck.
What was that segment we had long back in the day?
Oh, Parent Corner?
Parent Corner.
I do remember Parent Corner.
Yeah. So this is the new Parent
Corner. What would Joey do? With the, so
and normally it would have ended horribly, I imagine. I'm approaching it much differently, having zero experience in this realm.
So I want Parent Corner from wake up to first tee.
So, you know, I married up. So
who didn't?
Right.
I mean, look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. So So we had, I was swim dad, had to be at the pool at 7 a.m. So Anna did well. She swam long course for the first time.
How'd she do?
She did very well. She had no times because she's never swam long
course. In dad speak, did very well means she finished close to last, but she finished.
I was proud. There was a team. I was very proud.
That's dad speak.
Yeah. Right. She did She did good. She got second
Whereas
place.
Whereas I'm like, well, what the was your fucking time? What's the split? What are we doing?
Yeah. Joey wants specifics. I just yelled.
What was the breaststroke? Yeah.
She finished.
Is it the butterfly? What are we doing here, Dan?
So much. There was so much. A lot of sitting in foldable chairs. You know, not much going on. And then we had a birthday party for my son, who he had to go to a birthday party that was clear across.
Not his son. Not his birthday.
It wasn't his birthday. I wouldn't do that to him. I'm not that bad of a dad.
You would have skipped the tournament for a birthday?
Oof. No. No. So, and
this is my time.
Yeah, hindsight's 22. I did enough.
I mean, he'll have another one.
I did enough.
Yeah.
So I had to race to. Luckily, the birthday party was close to the course, and so got there. The plan was, and my wife was fully supportive of this. So I'll put that out there first. Is just drop him off and go. So when we get there,
why are you an hour and a half early?
So we. We get there, and I walk to the back of the birthday party, and it's a swimming birthday party, unbeknownst to us. So my son does not have a suit. He's the only kid without a suit.
Oh, good dad. Good dad.
So 8-year-old sitting there watching kids go down mega water slide, playing in pool.
8-year-old's going to handle this well, I imagine.
Especially my boy, cotton undies, cotton shorts, cotton shirt.
I'm like, son, you can go in those shorts. And my son is very particular, and he's like, no.
No, I can't.
I do not have my birthday or my bathing suit on.
Or his birthday suit, for that matter.
Well, he could have. I mean, I wouldn't have minded.
It wasn't his birthday. We established that.
So, beautiful place. And that's when I made the choice that, I'm going to have to stay until Hillary shows up. Because Hillary was going to come.
With bathing suit.
She didn't know either. So, fail on her. Let's be honest. Like, moms I mean, are usually on
Are
that.
We dropping blame here?
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. So, I didn't see the invite. Or he probably would have had a bathing suit.
Probably.
Yeah, I just want to. She doesn't listen to this. So, we're good.
She doesn't know what a podcast is.
Yeah. So, when she showed up, I was like, okay, where are you? She's like, I'm walking up the street right now. I said, okay, I'm out. I waved to everybody.
Did you have your spikes on already?
I should have. I didn't have my outfit on because I didn't want to embarrass the daughter at the swim meet with a full American flags going everywhere.
That's just showing his patriotism.
I think America. You don't know how 13
years old. No, I don't.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, you're getting there. You'll understand
why. I got a 12-year-old going on 19.
I'm now in the embarrassment range. Like, everything I do, no matter... I could save somebody's life on the pool deck.
God, Dad.
And they'd be like, really, Dad? Like, did you have to?
Well, then, come on. Let me play devil's advocate here, then. Wouldn't that encourage you to wear it? If you're going to embarrass her no matter what, wouldn't you just... I'm going to be embarrassment. I'm going to be a fucking embarrassment, and I'm going to earn that hatred.
I'm learning much in Parent Corner.
He's not wrong.
He's not. So, I left there. I knew that it was getting close. Luckily, I had a later tea time.
You did?
And I was respectful that thank you very much for not, like, moving things around.
And you're first!
Yeah. So, got there, made it on time.
Like, I had to wake Tom Lang up for the bastards. That was fun.
Tom. We'll get there.
Carry on.
So, get there, immediately pay, come down. Dustin's sitting there. Dustin, can you give me a ride to the range? Of course. And then he slips me a 4-pack of Fireball. I said, this is going to be a good day.
That's why we like Dustin.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a little lost in the parking lot, get to the range, meet up with...
How did you get lost in the parking lot?
He did it. It was pretty... I mean, it was good.
It happens.
It happens. So, and I remember, if he's giving me 4 things of Fireball, he might have already had 4 things
so
of Fireball.
So he can get lost in the parking lot.
I played with Dustin, and more Fireball comes out later on the course, let me tell you.
Yes, it does.
And
after that, point of no return,
I'm greeted by my right-handed guest who played with me in my car, and then also Phil. So Phil's on the court, and I said, Phil, let me get some balls, which he refused. No, because in true Phil fashion, he wouldn't share.
Fuck you, Dan.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
And so luckily, my right-handed guest gave me a few. I warmed up a little bit. We got in the car.
Your guest gave you some balls.
He gave me, quite a few balls.
Okay.
They were white and hard, and they were fabulous. I took a note of it.
Okay, I see that on your drawing there.
And then, but made it to the first tee, and made it, luckily, with enough time to, like, heckle a few people. I made sure to tell the mountain.
That's your forte.
I'm a first tee speaker. Yeah. You know, I like it. I think it needs to be done at every, and I wish more people would participate.
I wish we had more videos.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that part.
First tee is the best part.
First tee is best tee.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for news.
Well, maybe not the best part.
Yeah, I mean, see, the thing is, I can go either way, too. It's just, like, 18 getting heckled is fun, but sometimes it fucking means a lot more than that first tee. So that's why you can enjoy one a little bit more.
Yeah. I like hearing a lot of the jeers when, you know, you duck hook something on the first tee to the left.
I'm always positive, though. I mean, he's closer to the hole. If you duck hook it, you're still closer to the hole, and that's the name of the game, is get closer to the hole, right?
In less shots.
Yep. I was disappointed in the mountain. Because he did, I told him to drive the, I whispered it in his ear, like, drive the green.
And he didn't do it?
He did not.
What a bitch.
I know.
He couldn't drive hole one at Killarney.
No. No. I mean,
did he go in the water at least?
I don't know what he did. I mean, he hit it. I think he was in the trees. Oof. I think he hit the
trees.
Well,
I mean, a few days later, he benched 405 according to Instagram, but you can't drive hole one at Killarney.
Yeah. Just, yeah. I mean,
how much you bench?
What's your smash factor? Negative one? I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I mean, what are we deadlifting here? Like only 800?
What the fuck?
I mean, Jesus. if you can deadlift the Buick, you should be able to drive Killarney one.
Yeah.
Especially from the front.
Stay out of the damn trees, right?
Yeah. We weren't playing the backs.
We got throwing pens.
Yeah, throwing pens.
All right, we're throwing pens.
I mean,
pens.
Heck, I've almost drove the green once on one. Now, granted, it rolled all the way down.
Got
the,
a good kick off a tree.
The cart path. Oh, that was when Bobby Bowden was playing in front of me.
Oh, nice.
That's just smart.
Yeah, that's
using the element. Course management. Yeah. Absolutely. So,
did he say good drive, bud? Or buddy?
I felt or so man? I felt so bad because you're like,
fucking, dagnabbit.
I'm not trying to hit into you, of course. And they actually fucking loved it. And we caught up with them on like 12 or after 13. And they're like, we have to ask, what'd you get on the whole birdie? You're like, you know damn well I clubbed it into the bunker and took a double, and they loved it. And that is what happened.
Fantastic.
Yeah, MGA.
Yeah, hashtag.
How was the rest of your group? You said you played with right-handed guest.
Right-handed guest and the ladies, right?
Well, I played with Mindy.
Mindy.
And then I played with Kit, which is Gail's husband.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So not David Hasselhoff's car from Knight Rider.
Correct.
Okay. He had no. Oh, that would have been awesome. Yeah.
If he had like a red playing with the Knight Rider.
Oh, if his swing made that noise, the shoom shoom noise. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, you know what's up.
Kit was a super awesome guy. Really cool.
He's a good dude.
Like if you get to play with him, that's a good time. Just make sure to keep telling him that I hope his wife beats him. That's what I kept telling him. I hope Gail beats you. And he's like, she's going to beat me. Like,
she did?
Yeah. Oh, Gail. According to Kit, Gail wins pretty much every time.
Really?
Yeah. She's a player. So.
Good on him.
Good round. Front nine, I think I went four pars. I parred number four.
We need to talk about that a little bit later.
Groups. We're going to focus on. We're going to shed the spotlight to you here.
We have topics.
It's all right.
Sorry, my notes.
It's all right.
Look at the penis. I mean the kiwi.
It's a kiwi.
Well, here, Dan. We'll let you take a little rest. I know, Millar, you didn't get to play, so I just want to shout out the folks I got to play with.
Yeah, please do.
I played with Lang, Dustin, and John Draft. You guys all know John?
I do. Yeah.
Bob's friend.
Yes. 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 Okay. Yeah.
So you're right. Dustin gave us shots on six. We all took a shot of fireball.
Wow, six. That's early.
Lang went like double, double, triple after that. Yeah. But then he shot a 38 on the back.
So Lang needs to do shots like, I don't know, 40 minutes
party.
Before tea well, time?
The fun part was
at the kids' birthday party.
At the kids' birthday party is when you need to start doing shots, Tom.
Do it. Yeah. Especially wearing all your America stuff, embarrassing all the kids.
Yes.
From now on.
And then jump in the pool to save the kids.
From now on. Lifeguards, take a break. I got this
Open swim.
Lifeguards going to get a beer. Because I got a round in about 90 minutes.
But I think the best part about my group, we took another round of fireball shots on 15 or 16, and John is like, Tom, you got to do yours, and Lang is like, I'm in second, and I'm even par on the back.
I'm in the middle of something.
It's like, I will do the shot, but I will let me do it later. And the rest of us were tipsy enough where John was just like, no. Ye too shall not pass. So it is like genuinely hole 16 and 17 all year from John is just like, what, you gonna do that shot, buddy? It was just this relentless, and you know, kudos to Tom. But we had a fun round. Tom made a hell of a run on the back to almost get in that playoff with you, Dan, and Nikki, but he, I mean,
ooh, a playoff. I want to hear about a playoff.
He had a what? I think Tom probably had a 18 footer on 18 for yeah. to make the playoff, and he gave it. I mean, the reason you see Tom in tied for third is because he blew it past because he wasn't leaving it short, and then he just missed the comeback.
Did not leave it short.
But it was he made a
he was on Fireball Island.
He made a par putt on 17.
I begged for that game.
I love that game.
Begged for that game.
It was like a 20 footer on 17 to stay in it because then at least makes a.
That was a par five. Yeah.
Thanks for bringing us back though.
No, it was great.
Fireball
was great.
Island. Me and
hold on, let's talk about Fireball Island. Fireball Island, man. I love that game. You never got it?
Oh yeah, we got it.
Okay, you said you were begging.
Oh, is this an actual game? I thought you were just fucking making something.
No, Fireball Island's a real game.
Minnesota.
What are you talking about?
Fireball Island. What are you talking about? Oh, my God. All right. Okay. We got to Google.
So Fireball Island was a game that was it had a three-dimensional board.
Yes.
So you had mountains like a volcano. And all this and trails. And you would have to take your little guy up the trail, you know. And every so often, though, a ball would roll down.
A marble.
It was a marble. Oh, I had Fireball Island. Okay.
Oh, jeez.
In Minnesota, we called it something different, right? You called it, what did you call it in Minnesota?
It was the only game we fucking played, so we didn't have a fucking name. Are we going to play or not? That's what it was, Dan.
Can we play the game?
There's 9 feet of snow outside. What the fuck do you want to do?
A town with 3,000 people. We were lucky to have a game, let alone having a name.
A game.
You gonna play? Yeah.
When you can't play pool or darts or bowling, what the fuck do you do?
Fireball Island.
Fireball Island is right.
It's just the game.
Cards.
And at this time, Dustin does own stock in Fireball. That's we can all he agree. Must. He has to.
Is that his dividends?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, he works in finance, so I'm sure there's some
makes sense. Back
he's like a pusher, shit. Though. He's giving you free samples.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go out and
then
buy.
You're going to go buy. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Millar, before we get to Dan's interview, what else do you want to know about the round? Any other questions about?
Obviously, I want to know about the finish and one of the greatest videos ever taken in TLH MGA history. But first, I would like to know who the fuck is Ben Holmes.
He's good.
New guy can play.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I'm scared.
I haven't played with him yet, but what he's got same. Second or he's got second or third in each tournament.
It reminded me of like when Tom Ling first came out.
Oh, that 81 that he fired,
and he fired that first round.
But like with the plus eight at the time, right?
Did he? Yeah, because he did the we need that PSA.
Yes. Actually, yes. This is a PSA for everybody, which we need to do for everyone for the first time.
Yeah.
When you're putting in your scores. Put in your last five scores, not your best five scores. Yes. Because there are way too many people who have two penalty strokes that they shouldn't have.
No.
And there's some that have 13 penalty strokes and shoot a 119. Yeah, let's get rid of that 81 you shot in 81.
Yeah.
At the mini golf.
the thing is, though, it's like I do appreciate that they're like, I don't want to cheat. And, but you're like, well, you're really not cheating. No, just give me your last five, buddy.
Yeah. Give me your 105, your 109, your 118, your 93, and your 110.
Yeah.
Give us those. Not that 81 from 81.
You've got the star go across. The more you know now.
Yeah.
So there
you go. It's almost like we need a packet for when people reach out to Ian. You're like, well, here's your email packet. Read through this. It's your last five scores.
Yeah.
Just last five. Whatever they are.
Right now, Ian's like, fuck that. I'm not doing any more work.
You're lucky.
Well, he hasn't done any damn work.
He's three write-ups deep that he still hasn't done yet. So what are you talking about?
I think he's four, isn't he?
He says he's not a writer.
If anybody else wants to do it.
Yeah.
No, I will say, we were playing this weekend, and I think Ian would support this. Whoever wins, you're in charge of the write-up.
Wow.
That would be a lot of fun for whoever wins.
I'm not okay. I
don't know about that. Like the winner doing the write-up.
I mean, I don't know. I've looked at the bylaws of being a chapter leader, and it's clearly stated that...
Oh.
It's clearly stated.
You're saying Ian being a rules guy, he's not following his own rules of his own
That is
rules?
Exactly what I'm saying. Ooh. Fuck you, Ian.
So you're saying that there's an Excel spreadsheet from my best friend, John Morley, to all chapter leaders that outlines what his responsibilities are.
I wouldn't call it an Excel spreadsheet, but if you go through the clicks to be a chapter leader, it clearly states that here's what you have to do, set up the tournaments, blah, 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 and, you know, provide some write-ups. And it's clearly there. If this were a video medium, I would screenshot it and show it to you, but Ian is... a lifetime member. I'm still not sure how he got that, but not doing write-ups should revoke that lifetime membership. I'm saying it right now, and I'm out.
I'll put it this way.
Steve, that table slap was for you.
If you win, and you want it written up, it might be worth putting your own draft together. How about that?
I don't disagree. I'm all right with that. And Ian's cheering at the radio right now.
I mean, we have English majors in this. You know, Tom Lang, you know, he's a good writer.
Yeah.
And I think we should elect people to edit, at least. But like you said, like, put an outline and then let somebody spice it up.
Huh. It's worth a shot.
You know what? While we're at it.
Oh, the more you know.
While we're here, I got some beef to pick. Where the fuck are the power rankings, Haraga?
Those aren't happening, bro.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, he's got no strokes now. I was looking at this because, you know, I want to gamble.
I mean, he's been off for a year, understandably.
I.
What the fuck, Haraga? No. Where are the power rankings?
He's not busy, that there's anything he's wrong. He's managing my money.
Well, mine too. I don't have a lot of it, so you have Neither plenty of time. Jesus. All right. Well, I'll yell at Haraga.
Anyways, I don't know how that will go, but like I said, if you win and you definitely want to write up, and I'm not being interim CL, it's probably worth doing something himself. Together. It's worth putting some notes together.
That's right. And speaking of that, so yes, already stated, I was not there, nor was Ian, but I don't know if we need to get into that. The chapter leader was not at a major. I don't know, kind of a big no-no. You know.
Well, he put somebody in charge that was competent, did a great job. Everything went off really smoothly, and everything went great. Joey did a great job.
Is this because you won?
Nothing. No.
I'm sure it doesn't hurt. I'm sure it does not hurt.
You're going to find out when we talk about the video of me. Yeah. So I'm gonna let you in on a little behind the curtain.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah. A little bit.
A little fourth dimension.
All right. Well, should we start the champions interview? Start with the peak in the pit?
I think we can. We've been through the round, kind of. Good times, good people.
Oh, actually, let's give a tip of the hat. I guess we'll talk about Maz at some point. But
we got to shout out to Corner Pocket too.
Yes, thank you, Corner Pocket, and Maz. We'll talk about Maz a little bit in the putt off. But obviously, he shot an 83 and it's plus three, so he must have had a day. I didn't get to play with him, so I don't know.
That's a good day.
83 plus three. Yeah, I'll take that.
And I didn't realize that he was going for the
Grand Slam.
TLH MGA Grand Slam.
Yep. Still yet to be had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's out there.
It's out there.
He wanted it. I love that he was the first person I heard who mentioned it. So it was just, he wants it.
He wants it bad.
Yeah. Well, he should.
Yeah.
He should.
The career slam, man.
Career slam. All right, Dan, what was your peak? What was your pit of your round for your FU?
So I gave a lot of thought to it.
Besides the water slide thing.
there's obviously a peak and a pit. And
We know peak.
Well, there, like when I parred four, so I did par my most hated hole in Tallahassee.
Take me through that hole.
All right.
Driver.
So driver off, barely made it to the ladies' tee.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good start.
Not, I'm like, well, at least I'm not in the water.
Yeah. You're dry. Yeah.
So only
dry.
410 to the pin.
So I took
driver off the tee.
I took an 8-iron and I played the course. You know, yep. I can hear
with the water
once again. JoJo is my, you know, he's my Chubbs.
Don't fuck this up.
JoJo's
man.
My Chubbs. He says play the course management. So I took it to the end of the peninsula with like probably an 8-iron or 7-iron.
Hoping for the concrete bounce?
No, just laying up. Oh. I was playing for bogey at that point.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm
playing for bogey.
Look at this guy.
So get there and then I nutted into the green, nutted a great iron.
You kiwi.
Kiwied it right.
Yeah,
in.
So you're driving the kiwis. The approach here was at the end of the shaft,
it's
and
not
then
a visual
you knocked
medium.
It on.
Yeah, it's not a visual medium, but where the inverted stem is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like, where
that's
I landed the
near
next
the
shot.
Concrete path there. I got it.
And
so
then
it was
the,
like back-forth photosynthesis.
And at that point, I believe Kit was in the water. My right-handed guest was in the water. Mindy was in the water. So I had some time to think. Hit another great iron shot, and I was about a foot from the hole.
Oh.
So tapped in for par.
Easy it was game. So top yeah. driver, 8-iron, another iron, tap in.
Play the course.
Easy game.
Are you going to start course. Playing it that way intentionally?
I think so. I think so.
Smart way to go.
Yeah, I mean, if it worked once.
Could you, could you throw your tee shot farther than you hit it?
Maybe back in the day. You know, back in the day.
It's a
high
really good
band.
Tee shot.
Yeah. So it wasn't a cold top, but it was a.
It wasn't a top. It was more of a high fly ball to center field. Yeah, it was that.
Or to the pitcher. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be more.
You're probably getting a little steep there.
Second base. Yeah, second base. Infield fly.
A little popper to check knob block. Yeah. You can't throw it to first because you got it.
little knob lock for that ass.
And then we went to five, and that's long drive.
Yep.
And I was convinced. I'm like, there's no way he hit it that far, because you could see a little white sign way the hell out
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. It was like under the tree.
By that farthest oak.
On the left?
On five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was all the way there. And I'm like, there's no way the mountain hit it there.
That's exactly what we thought. We're like,
no way.
There's no way, but maybe.
It was.
So the second oak.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like over the hill.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
shit.
That's
insane.
On the little upslope, you know, going.
Yeah.
So it was a mirage. But on the tee, you're thinking that might have been the fucking mountain.
But that's
fuck hit it out there.
That's the point now. With having Corey and having, you know, Dunn and having some big hitters in the league,
you're like, I can't even get there.
You're like, yeah, that's totally possible. But it turned out it was the sign for carts this way. You know, the arrow pointing to the right.
That way.
But yeah, that kind of just got the rhythm going. I parred five, parred six, parred seven, parred eight.
Easy fucking game, boys.
Nine got a little hairy, but then going into the back, I was asked to keep Scrolf. Not a fan. Bob Birkin sent me a text and was like, "Hey, you got to keep Scrolf."
Hey, also thank you to Bob. That was I put Bob.
Shout out to Bob.
Yeah, because I was like, Bob, can you just make sure every group has a Scrolfer?
Oh, shout out to Fucktoy for setting it up because I wasn't going to be there.
Oh,
yeah,
good job,
thank you, sir.
I mean, shout outs everywhere.
Yeah,
a lot of shout outs.
That motherfucker even
came together.
Came together.
The CL there, we all came together.
Well, that's why we had that nice group picture.
Yeah.
Great group picture.
Once again, Jen Ryan and Peter
minus Ford Ian and 101.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Yeah. What a picture.
It was a wonderful group picture.
We can draw you in or something later.
Photoshop? Can you?
Nah. You have to be there.
Just
to be in
draw
the picture.
Me.
Yeah.
Like a smiley face.
I'll just write 101 on there.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because, you know, that's what I shoot nowadays.
So going into 17, I knew had a chance.
Long par five.
I had a chance.
Stay out of the
skinny
trees.
Par five.
Stay out of the trees.
And I went right in the trees.
Right, boy. That's our champion.
First lost ball of the day.
Oh, you lost it too.
Lost ball too. So I think I took a double seven. So on the tee box, I realized that I was thinking to beat, because then you could see that Nikki was leading.
In the clubhouse.
Yeah. And I said, well, I need a birdie. That was my only thought. Off the tee was birdie. And I put it down the left side, so I thought I had a chance. But then the second shot fell a little bit short, and so then I was like, all right, I got to chip this in.
You mean you duffed it?
And no, I didn't duff it. I took out more of the grass than I should have. The piggy divot.
Is that what they're calling it these days?
Yeah.
So it was a strong piggy divot.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong piggy divot.
It was just on the wrong side of the ball.
Understood.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
in back instead of in front.
So I had to chip it in. And that's what all in my head was like, you got to chip this in. And now I've been practicing chip shots nonstop.
Since you're fine?
Since scar tissue was formed.
Yeah.
All right. And I have practiced probably
in the
this
thousands.
Is so sad. Yeah. Like literally my wife drives home and she's like, really again?
You're chipping again.
And I'm like,
it's fucking 9:30.
Behind the pool where my daughter's swimming. I was behind Truesdale. In this little grassy area
between
Tallahassee Mall and Truesdale, chipping. So I was like, I can do this.
Thumb
and I did not.
You did not do this?
Did not chip in. So I left myself.
Did you hate yourself after all that practice?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, well, here we go.
It's tough to do. It's because you were one of the later groups, so you got a decent crowd by then.
And to be honest,
and when you need to chip in, you're never going to chip in.
I was feeling positive. I was happy at that point. I was like, okay, you know, I did my best. I screwed
up
on 17.
I'm fine.
More scar tissue.
You wouldn't, I mean, you know, you've been on 18 chipping for a title before, and it went well the previous time.
Yeah, just, you know, things happen.
Oh, God. All right. And so I had, I mean, at this point in my head, it's probably like a 30-footer, but I know it wasn't a 30-footer.
Uphill, downhill?
15?
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard 15.
I would say definitely over 10. So I will give it 12 feet. 12 feet. Kit was a little bit further out. So he tried to give me a read. He did not give me a read whatsoever. he was about 6 feet to the left of the hole.
Thanks, Kit.
And then he just looked at me and said, don't do that. And I was like, oh, thanks, Kit.
So he did give you a read.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
not do what he did.
Yeah, definitely. And I just figured at that point it wasn't even in my head that I could tie Nikki. So that's behind the curtain. I wasn't even thinking about it. I was like, okay. So when I made that putt and that whole celebration was just about making the putt, not about tying Nikki.
No shit.
I swear to God. So when I made that putt.
How is that even possible?
So you had no idea.
No clue. no clue that I was in a playoff.
I don't know. The celebration.
Yeah, look at that celebration.
I mean, it was the drop the club and the walk away. You had no idea.
No idea to tie him.
I'm not buying it.
I'm not buying it. A man of integrity when it comes to golf.
Like, I don't know that this can be the greatest walkaway video in history then, if you had no idea.
You might want to change that story.
Well, I mean, about it. The truth is much more important to me.
Okay. So,
but right. once it went in, and then I went over and everybody else was finishing putting out, and then I could kind of, like, Scott Woods was one of the first people to come up to me. Like,
Scott A.
I mean, Scott Woods was excited for me. And that's the other thing is, like,
did you understand why really, people were fucking excited?
No. Not until... And then
this is anticlimactic.
I know. All
right, this has been mediocre happy hour.
So you're not a math teacher?
Gifted.
Okay.
Gifted. We do things
the smart kids.
Yeah, we do things differently. But at that point, like when I got back to the cart and people were saying it, then I... Oh, God. Playoff with... Oh. And then it was like in my head like, oh, there's no way. There's no way.
Also, before we get to the playoff, thank you to Haraga for the video. For the video. Of that putt. Beautifully done.
Well done. I mean,
beautifully
done. Shen Ben had a good one, too.
Saying that, oh, he's got to hit this. That's what it, and it sounded so Steve Nance. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
And then especially Nikki jumping in, like, how did Lang do? Like, that is such an 18 moment.
Does Lang get a par?
Well, see, because I've been in his spot talking about Nikki, because Nikki made like that 40 footer for birdie on 18 to what we thought was going to be a playoff with me, and that was back when we did Scrolf differently, where like they hadn't put his last stroke in.
You had to wait for the handicap.
We're walking to the putt-off, and it's like,
nope.
I won.
Game over. Now that's anticlimactic.
It was.
I don't know. That's pretty cool though. We might have to bring that back.
I enjoyed it that particular time because the dude just hit a fucking 40-footer on 18. Like, I don't like my chances here in this.
But we had I just saw it was going to go in, and it was like, that's going in. And I dropped the club and, yeah.
Walked away. The walk away was,
that was so good. Wonderful.
It was a three-step walk away with the toss.
It felt good. It felt really
totally not even looking at the ball.
But
the
just to hit it.
The walk away usually has an eye on the ball.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No. I was done. No, geez. I knew it was there. And I was just everybody was cheering. I thought they were just cheering because I made a great putt. So I was excited.
So I think
I felt the energy.
We all loved Nikki and wanted him for the career Grand Slam. But I think anyone outside of Nikki was rooting for Mr. Dan P here.
I appreciate that.
To extend that thumb
as a person who was there, I can confirm.
Yeah.
I was not there. And you know what the crazy thing is? I can't remember who said this, but it was on the thread somewhere. It's like, Dan might have been the only person that had the people not rooting for Nikki because you have scar tissue from the previous tournament and all this other stuff. I mean, how was the putt-off for you?
It got heated. I didn't realize Nikki had that. I know he's a competitive guy, rugby, all that stuff. And at the time, I didn't realize he was going for the Grand Slam. So he was slapping. I was like, here, I got a coin so he can flip. He slapped that out of my hand. We're using the Italian coin. You know, and I'm like, okay, man. And then I started to get a little, all right.
Okay.
I want to beat you. You know, I felt bad. Everybody's rooting for me, all that stuff. I could feel you. And then, you know, because I had that empathy. And at that point, it's I was like, tournament. Fuck this.
This is a major.
Fuck that. I'm ready. So.
Attaboy. So, to the putt-off?
Putt-off was Joey walked them off. And full disclosure, I had putt on that green about three times that week. So, I went over there, my chipping practice. Went to Killarn and chipped on that green plenty of times.
Yep.
But I was really rooted on by my new theme song. The Dan. There it is. Just Dan. Phil had found a Dan song, and it just kept going and playing. But
this was on the practice green at Killarn?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I
lost a putt off in one putt there.
Impressive.
I don't know what that feels like.
Well, I do. It's fucking awful.
There's been some good putt-off moments there. I kind of talked about it. I mean, you had the one where Nikki won a TV. We had the one where, like, the one I just mentioned where we thought we were going to have one. He got beat by Skrull.
Yeah.
And then Haraga and Piggy.
Haraga and Piggy on 18.
With one of the greatest videos of all time.
Was that 9?
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. And then mine to Pete in one putt. That was super fantastic.
Easy game.
Yeah, easy game. All you got to do is get it near.
But you've won in one putt at Summerbrook.
It was the second run. But yes.
Yeah, we were still doing two holes at Summerbrook, but still. Brilliant. But I mean, like, what do you? I mean, because I remember it. But Nicky what is it for you?
Nicky putted first. He wanted to putt first, and I said I want him to putt first because he got to choose where he putted, and so I got to choose if I go first or he goes first. So I let him go first downhill, and he blew it past the hole pretty good. Like I knew that there was still
strong
meat on
Italian.
That yeah.
And well, it was more downhill than it looked, just because, spoiler, when Dan hits his, I say something that was like, oh, that's shorter, that's got to get there, and Dan...
he rolled it past?
No, but it was, Dan was right up to it.
I thought
but
it was going in
as
again.
You were watching it, from my angle, yeah. I was like, that's 6 feet short. My thought was, he saw Nicky put it 6 feet past,
I'm gonna put
and
it
now
six
Dan
feet short.
Put 6 feet short, and yeah. No, just a good putt.
At that point, after 18's putt,
in the fucking
zone. I had confidence going in, and then, so my putt, my first putt, close, knocked it in. Nicky missed his comeback.
So it was two putt to win.
Yeah, and I almost hold it, yeah. And it just kept going and going. Yeah. Right. I was on fire at that point.
Nicky had a shot, like he had to hold it from the original spot, but fuck, I mean, that's eight paces, man.
It was tough. And then, but yeah, then it was just great.
So I think that was the round. Did we get through a pit? Was it the trees on 17?
The pit actually was having to play off with Nicky.
Going to a putt off?
Yeah, with Nicky. Like that, I did feel like.
Did you think about
it's
after
silly, but.
Did you think about during it that if you didn't win, how it would feel after the fact?
I was like, well, I got this far, you know, and at that point, I'll be honest, like when Nicky started like messing with me, I was like, fuck it. I'm ready to win. So I felt afterwards when he told me, well, that was, you know, that was for the Grand Slam.
His daughter listens to the podcast, so it's going to get back to him.
he said with all due respect multiple times.
All due respect. Yes, but yeah, absolutely. at that point I didn't want to beat him. So,
attaboy.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then,
one of the greatest videos off of 18 that you know we've ever seen.
I've watched it a few times, just a few.
You
times.
Watch it once or twice,
just once or twice.
Over under 46.
It's over. Yeah, definitely over. Anytime I need a pick me up, I watch it.
So then you win, and it's time to do some things.
It's rosé time, buddy.
Rosé.
How are you feeling about the rosé?
You still drunk?
Not good.
No? Not great, Bob?
Not good. Number one is I am not a chugger. Never been a chugger. I cannot chug beers. I can't shotgun beers.
Never did no funnels at tailgates?
No funnels.
Oh, you haven't lived.
Nothing.
Yeah, I just wanted the record to show I also can't chug beers, but for some reason I can chug a bottle of rosé.
In the moment.
When you win a tournament. You win a tournament, you're like, man, yeah, this is special to be this many great men and women at golf. Like, you got to put a chug down there.
Yeah.
You know what? And now,
Did you smell it first?
It's disrespectful to KG. You know, he's purchased these for us to enjoy.
Sponsored, yeah.
And I wanted to savor that rosé on the porch later on, you know. So I only drank a little bit of it. And it was probably the worst rosé chug in all time.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I will go on the record of I do not support Tom Lang's sharing of the rosé.
Oh, we got some things to talk about.
I support that. I think that is yours.
Well, this is a great time to take a quick break, check with our sponsors, and then maybe we get some refills here, boys. And we hear more about Dan's thoughts on the rosé chug share.
And we got a few more things to talk about. There's cats fighting. Dan, would you like to plug your sponsor before the break here?
Yeah, we got TLHUglySweaterTournament.com. So make sure you go there.
That's TLHUglySweaterTournament.com.
What are we going to learn there?
I'm not sure. Millard's going to set up that website for me. Big things?
Big things coming.
Big things coming at the sweater tournament.
Anything in particular you
want to do? No, but now I just realized that I'm going to actually have to do something now.
You don't have to.
No, I got to.
It'd be very mediocre to not to.
Yeah, there's no write-ups, there's no website, there's no nothing.
So somebody, I'm not going to name names, has established that we can say things and then not follow through on them.
Yes,
it's been done before.
Yeah. All right, making sure that
that's TLHUglySweaterTournament.com.
Tournament.com.
We butchered that.
It's fine. It's a good read.
Everything's fine.
Good read.
Fucking level 1-1.
I don't know. JoJo still talks about it. Right. So maybe, does your brother still talk about the time you deleted his Zelda profile? Maybe spitting on
your brother. Your brother holds on to some stuff.
Yeah, he's so got a whole Rolodex.
Your brother's not going to bring shit up about, remember that time you deleted my Zelda profile?
No, I don't think he cares as much about video games as I did. So yeah. That may be part of it.
So it might not have been it was the worst in your brain.
Oh, it was the worst. It was, that was my thought process. Yeah. What would piss me off the most? Go right to that.
What was the worst thing you ever did to Joe?
Joe might, like, just talking now, like, maybe he holds grudges, but I don't, like, he lets a lot of things go. I think we got in a pretty good fist fight one time with a bunch
of,
like, in college, because we lived together, which was a big mistake. But, yeah, we got
in. Is that before or after the golf cart?
I was gone. Joe was Van Wilder after I left. Yeah, he, if anything, like, he cost me.
The 8-year undergrad?
I couldn't go for my master's anymore. Because my parents said that they couldn't afford it because Joe was still in school. Yeah. So they couldn't afford. I was getting straight A's going to my master's in science. So that's why I'm still a teacher, because of Joe going 10 years to FSU.
Wow. I didn't mean to be recording during that. I hope that's okay.
That's fine.
I don't He's aware.
Yeah, he knows.
We're back. We're back.
So tell me more about the rosé share, your thoughts.
All right. So... In all due respect.
With all due respect.
With all due respect.
Chat plays? Let me say it
right. With all due respect. I understand what he was... I have the empathy towards what he was trying to do. My take on the whole OG noob thing is, don't feed into it, because the people who started it were the OGs.
It's what we do.
That's fine. So it's
speaking
one of those
things the OG started... The TLH Mediocre Golf Association. Like, you know, all of it.
The Tallahassee chapter of...
That's... yeah.
But your point is fair.
Correct.
To be fair.
To be fair.
So...
Pitter-patter.
I respect Tom Lang. I respect what he did. I wouldn't do the same thing. Although, I think my rosé bottle did get passed around. But not with permission.
So...
Are you saying there was a rosé sexual assault? Is that what we're doing here?
I don't think I ever consented.
Okay.
Was there a puck buddy?
I don't know if there's video. You know, I can't sue anybody, so it's my word versus somebody else's word. But I do not believe that I gave permission to touch. Because KG, I have all the respect in the world for KG. And
were you going to touch the rosé again?
Yeah, I had the cork. I saved the cork. Ooh. I was going to put it back in, take it home. I had plans.
A little nice evening with your wife and half a bottle of, well, three quarters of a bottle of rosé.
Or sip on it with your morning coffee on the porch with thumb extended.
Thumb extended. Eagle focus.
Eagle focus.
Wheel side Sally boys, step that thummy boys.
Gotta extend the thumb. Gotta extend it.
All right. So the rosé chug, not so great.
No.
You disagree with Lang of the sharing. I'll give Tom this, and I know he's listening and I love him. I didn't agree with the sharing either,
yeah.
But it was the first OG or the first non-OG win in.
Fuck, it'd been a long 46 time.
46 tournaments.
It's been 84 years.
Yeah,
is
it's
what
been
it
84 been. Years. So good for him. And now we have, you know, a good run of non-OGs winning, which I'm okay with.
Like a lot of first timers.
A lot of first timers. You know, it happens, and we still don't know who the fuck Ben Holmes is.
But point of parliamentary procedure.
Okay. Go on. Pitter patter.
When did Turk join the TLHMGA?
Oh, first or second year?
Turk's an elder OG.
First or second?
Yes.
We're not doing this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's it's still out there, and I know he claims to be an OG, but like when you look at there's data. There's data on the website.
And, there is.
And I don't know if he's there in 2014.
If you had to name an elder OG, who would you name it?
What do you mean? Say it again. Sorry.
Elder OG. If I mean, all the OGs being the same.
The OGs are the guys that were
OGs
there in 2014.
OGs have to have an elder OG.
See, but I think OG means 2014. Who was there at the beginning? That's an OG.
Well, no, because we all know that Nick and Pete are OGs.
Yeah.
That's,
they're in the umbrella. In the circle of trust.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that works. No, I think we're going to the video.
No, I'm just saying most of history is written by the victors, and that's kind of where we're at right now. So that's why we're saying Turks.
And I respect the fact that, like I was saying before, when, you know, in the beginning, there's, you know, I won with 31 participants.
That is pretty impressive.
And you know, your 1FU win is with 13.
Which 17.
Is, Was it 17? I thought
that's
I
what was on your podcast.
He said 17.
Let me look at mine. Yeah, 17. I'm 17. Wrong. I'm wrong.
Thank you.
I'm wrong.
Thank
I'll
you.
Correct it. 17. There was four. There was another foursome.
I also won a shit show and a Florida man.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, I'll throw that out.
There. I'll give it
against probably
2020
219 combatants.
Well, 2020, the worst year probably in what 100 years, was your year. So yeah. Congratulations. I mean, you got that.
I beat the COVID. That's what I do. Congrats, dog.
Then he scares.
Yeah.
You made that COVID your bitch.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, Haraga not coming out last year really did it for me. So I owe 2020 to Steve.
Yeah. 2015 was the Turks' first tournament.
Oh, Elder OG for sure.
Yeah, so he wasn't there for the very first year, there for the second.
I don't know.
Yeah. What do you mean you don't know?
I just don't see it the same way you guys see it. I see an OG, by definition, being the people who started it. 2014. You guys should... You guys should have, like, that's who you are. Why abandon that?
Well, because we like to bring winners into the OG circle.
I want winners.
But didn't Turk just get his first win?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
And so now he's an OG.
Yeah.
Oh, like that's, so now I'm an OG.
No.
If you keep winning.
These rules are it's as confided as Ian's Excel spreadsheet for the coin.
No. I'll put it this way. The OG rules are intentionally vague and weird.
And not on a
the,
fucking
the coin
spreadsheet.
Mediocrity rules are pretty clear. Some people are like, oh, there's more than two rows. I'm not reading.
Yes.
So the OG rules are fluid.
Always.
Always. Okay. It's a living document.
Yes.
I agree to disagree.
Like,
I disagree.
Years from now, we will disagree with ourselves within it.
Yes.
But it will make sense at the time.
I mean, there's an application window. It's not open right now. I don't know when it will become open.
I mean, I joined in 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
congrats.
I'm just glad to have you.
What now you want a tournament. Look at you.
Can you establish the rules of how you guys pick?
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
No, never.
No.
You don't have to tell me.
You can have those when you're prime from my cold, dead hands, sir.
That's fine. Secret means...
There is an like Excel.
What is it? Skull and Bones? Is the
There is an Excel secret, somewhere, but it's on the dark web.
All of you guys own...
You can't
you guys
access
all
that
own,
from...
like, Jedi capes when you, like, meet the OGs
yeah.
meet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
just absolutely. Sure. Just make sure.
And then Haraga makes us dinner, and it's a good time.
Good times.
Yeah.
He didn't make...
He made the hell
out of
dinner. Oh, God, no.
But I thought his Breakfast of Champions was, you guys just ordered.
No, he just ordered there. He occasionally, he'll have people over and he'll cook.
Oh.
See, he's a good cook. Whereas, like, if I hosted wasn't here, I'm ordering. Because Shanna's a hell of a cook.
I told my wife that earlier. Like,
she's a hell of a cook.
She reminds me, and this is
huge praise.
You
told your wife that Shanna's a hell of a cook?
Yes.
That's kind of weird.
No, well, if you look at me, you know that my wife's a hell of a cook, too. So
fair.
And this is the highest respect you can get as far as somebody who makes food in the Petrovsky house is she's on level with my mom.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So I'm just letting you know.
She has a recipe book and everything.
My mom doesn't need recipes.
Nope.
Yeah. It's all right there.
All right.
Mama Petrovsky has it all.
Uh-huh.
So Dan thinks the OG rules are a fraud. He also needs a beer.
I didn't say fraud. I disagree with the definition of an OG. That's all. It's not great radio.
Yeah, no, this is not radio. I mean, this is—it's an audio medium.
Well, if we're doing disagreements, I think we should
talk
about
a few disagreements.
Let's talk about the bomb belt, though, because that is—it is new.
But nobody knows about the goddamn bomb belt.
But it also—I
think we start there.
Story time.
Yes, I also.
Oh, story time.
No more. I think you also don't realize that it is not new. It's old. Mm-hmm. That thing's like 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fraud.
Oh.
It's a mockery. It's a piece of crap. Is Dan eating a piece of bread?
I wish.
Oh.
I didn't grab him a lime when I grabbed the Modelo. That's my fault.
No.
Poor hosting.
That's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
You're fine?
I bet Millar changes his tune when he finds out.
Oh, boy.
Why the bomb belt should be a thing.
So it's a... Okay. I will let you talk and then I will refute.
Dan, I say you go forward because I think you're the driving force behind it. Despite you not having it anymore.
Yeah, true.
So, after a rainstorm at Seminole.
The whole belt started with Peter Ford. So once again, nothing wrong comes from Peter Ford. He is...
This is true.
Okay.
He's an OG.
So Nicky Maz's.
Hold on. Let's talk about the belt first. What belt?
It's a beautiful belt. Do you have yours here?
No, it's at the office with all my other trophies.
I've got two.
And checks.
I've got two. I did have three until I lost the belt recently. So Nicky Maz's birthday. It was Nicky Maz's birthday.
Okay. What a day.
Nicky Maz's wife and Pete got
Cynthia.
Together.
Cynthia. Love Cynthia.
They decided that they wanted to have two people play with Nicky and Pete, the greatest two people in our chapter. So Joey and I were invited to play.
After eight people declined.
Yes. Yes.
I think I had that text.
So Joey and I and Pete and Nick went out to play his birthday thing, and Pete pulls out these two huge, beautifully decorated belts. I mean, I think they're just WWE belts.
But right? If you turn them over, they're MME belts.
They are.
Meritocracy.
Extreme.
Something. Yeah. That sounds right.
So this is... I'll let you finish.
So that's where he starts. Pete's like, we're playing for these belts.
This is a bad finish.
No, Pete brought it up, and I think that it could be on level with Khan because...
What time was this tea time?
As Nick... What, the birthday one? It was like 4 years ago. I don't remember.
Okay, I thought we were talking about...
No, this is... Like, it's been in play for a while.
Yeah, and we talked about doing it more, and then we just never did.
And nobody...
We got lazy. There's no follow-through.
Yeah, it should have died there.
Can you believe it?
But when the coin came up, Nikki and I talked about it again. Like, oh, we got those belts that we won off of Joey and Pete. So
they did.
Nikki and I won. We beat them very well. So
we went to Hobbit afterward. Great time.
Oh,
yeah,
Hobbit.
We did.
Good
we did.
Why do I remember that part? I don't remember any part of that fucking round. But
is that when I met you at Hobbit and got all fucked up?
It might have been.
I think it was.
It would make sense.
Let's be honest, though. How many times have you gone to Hobbit and got fucked up? So when we got the most recent text, the most recent invite to play at Seminole Legacy. Am I saying it right? Is it Seminole Legacy? All right. Which was amazing. I was so excited when Joey texted me.
Thank you, Pete.
Yeah, thank you again, Pete. Thank you. And I was like, bring the belts, Nikki. Nikki, you got
bring
your belt.
Belts.
So when I texted him on his flip phone, it took, 4 days.
Of course.
For him to answer. But when he did, he actually sent a picture, which I was surprised.
The
I did
flip
not
phone
know
can send a
the
picture?
The flip phone can take pictures.
I did not know
very
that.
Very grainy.
Super grainy. Oh, like 8-bit.
Super grainy.
It was like 8-bit. It was like Mario.
Yeah.
It was just Mario.
Yeah.
Dun,
dun, dun. It was like you're playing...
Dun.
It was literally...
Hogan, Andre the Giant, Nintendo.
Yeah. But when Nikki takes a picture of himself with the flip phone, it comes out as Mario. And so, I mean, for obvious reasons.
Obviously.
Minus the hat.
Yeah. And he had the belt, and we brought him with. And I propose that it would be fun to add another component. So as Nikki pointed out, which I agree with, is that the coin is an individual event, one-on-one. And we all know how much we love when team goes with Ryder Cup and you have the team aspect. And so you can pair up with your favorite MGA person and go after the belt. And I believe we've already had one person in the Brass Tap Steve wants him in the mountain to go after it. And so, but I did not do a very good job of establishing rules. I basically said, let's just follow the coin rules.
So,
because it's an easy
out. I think Dan had a few cocktails, maybe a few Modelos.
Possibly.
I kind of feel it's a mockery of the coin of mediocrity.
How? What?
That's interesting.
They're WWE belts. They have nothing to do with the MGA. They're just belts of some other wrestling tournament.
Turn them upside down.
Then they're the mediocre, marvelous enthusiasts.
See?
Yes. There you go.
Wonderful job.
I just destroyed my own heart.
I mean, Mark.
Once again, second Phi Rho Pi speaker of the Southeast tournament in parliamentary debate.
And
you just lost, sir.
Black Widow came out today. It is the mediocre
is.
Marvel enthusiast. I
and
mean,
also,
this is,
my argumentation teacher skipped the final and slept in, so I got an A.
You took a class called argumentation?
I did, and I was failing it. And then he slept in for the final, he gave us all 100, and I got an A in that class.
That's a God great
That was fantastic.
That's an awesome
story. Oh, it's
yeah,
great.
That's
story.
A
James,
good college story there.
But fucking mockery is what I say.
So you're saying you're not going to be challenging for it anytime?
I mean, so what do you do with the teams? Is you pick one partner forever?
No.
Just two partners of any kind.
Whoever wants
for
to
a
for
wrestling
it.
Belt.
So, like, if Joey and Pete want to keep their partnership going, they're more than one. Let's say they lose it to Steve and the Mountain. Mm.
I think this is a attempted merge lane into MGA lore. Is what
this way you don't have everybody in the foursome is participating. And it, I thought it played well. I loved the match play that we did. We kind of did a match.
So what is the format? What's the format?
It's just like the coin. You guys get to choose, I feel. That's my personal take. You can choose.
So yeah, owners choose the course.
Yeah. I mean,
owners choose the format?
At this point, there's no rules.
Yeah.
So
it's like the Wild West.
So there's no Excel.
So here's what it is. The Coin of Mediocrity is the WWE with all the rules. This was more like WCW back when...
Monday Night Nitro.
Yes, like way back in the day. When Arn Anderson and the Four Horsemen and, you know, like when it looked like more of a regional thing that they had going on.
Fair enough.
It's the Wild West out there.
And my worry is it going to catch on?
But
beyond the people.
If people stop being negative, maybe, you know... But let's be honest. Like, if you watch a WrestleMania,
Debbie Downer.
Watch WrestleMania, the headliner is always going to be the coin. We're not trying to take away from the coin.
Ooh. Okay.
But the tag team match always is. I mean, you got the Legion of Doom was Fair a tag team match. You got the
Demolition,
the Bushwhackers. I mean, how Love many great tag team?
But
things
they're
did
always
you have
the
in
same
WWE?
Team, and you're saying you can just. Change teams.
I disagree that they're always the same team. There's a lot of flippy flops.
There's a lot of moving.
Oh, we could have.
I mean, Hogan was a savage and the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Pete and Joey split up after, let's say they lose, and they split up?
Are you going on with Shawn Michaels, Marty Jannetty thing? Is that what your thing is going to happen?
I mean, you could have like bad blood matches, so then maybe even like they win it back, but Joey wins it with a different partner, and Pete comes in with Nikki. There's a lot there because there's more than one entity. Going against one entity, now you got two entities going against two entities.
Dual entities.
So many entities.
A lot of entities.
A lot of ins, outs, what have you.
Whatever.
I like it.
Here's my take on it because it's like I'm a little bit worried you get a little too much stuff going on at the same time.
So when is the ring of kind of good?
No, we're not doing that bullshit. We're not doing the where does it end bullshit because that argument is so fucking tired. Well, what about my fucking cannon that I could blow up half the town? Where is it end?
You're like, what if I set the course on fire?
I could kill a guy with a hamburger. I could do it.
I can get you a tail. With toe polish.
Sorry, Laura. That wasn't about you. That was the where does it end argument that people have. You're like, well, they wanna get rid of these things that automatically kill you, but what about that? You're like, shut the fuck up. My point is, when you're playing, it's fun. It's a fun competition with a partner, and it's different than the coin.
So, I may have missed this. I've had a couple of cocktails. What is the format? Straight up? Match play? Is it team play? I would like to know the format before I decide on fraud of the bomb or not.
Our format was just decided because now we looked at handicaps too.
Yeah, you got to play MGA handicaps.
And that's fine. And there's a way through that. But we actually matched up. So Joey had 5, Nikki had 5, I had 2. Now, because I won the FU Open that you weren't at. And I'm a little upset that you didn't see it.
I saw it on video. We talked about that.
Hey, that's cool. Like, my dad saw my home run on video. That's cool. Yeah, thanks, Dad. It hurts. Ouch. It hurts a little bit. It hurts a little bit.
My mom recorded over. All right, sidetrack. Little League World Series. I was 13 years old. It was a best of three championship series. I hit a fucking double off the wall on video that my mom had. She fucking recorded over it with like Perfect Strangers or something.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Valky about talking about this. I have no bad ill towards your mom, because that's worth.
But I hit a double off the wall to score the winning run.
If it was a home run, she wouldn't have.
Was it the one where they flipped their house and made all that money, but it was like, oh, it was all up to the fucking finish there?
Was it the one where he had a sheep? I think he had a sheep.
I love the sheep.
I tell you what, they both outkicked their coverage with those bonds, let me tell you.
We do the Dance of Joy. Da 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 da. Hey!
Our format, since our handicaps matched up.
Sorry, format.
Was simply to just whatever combined score. So Nikki and I's combined score on the hole versus Pete and Joey's combined score. And then you win the hole. So it's a match play.
Match play.
Yeah.
All right.
So it was great. It turned out we had a wonderful time. Pete was very intense.
Yeah. Pete wanted that shit.
Yes. He wanted that belt back. I have a feeling that they were not cheap.
No.
Yeah. So Nikki and I, two of them. We made a note of that after the first hole. Like, Pete's mad.
Pete wants his
money. Oh, did you?
Pete's angry. Yeah, he's angry. Yeah. Does everybody know what we're talking about right now, though? That we played the match at Legacy, and then okay, just making sure. That
yeah,
we,
yeah.
I didn't know if we talked about that before.
So then we got to what, 16, 15? Tell me about the how the match finished. I'd love to hear.
We were up. Nikki and I were up by two. Yeah, going into the last three, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Like I mean, it really was because every shot mattered.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't many pushes. There was like a lot of blood, but for the first 12 or 13 holes, no, they got up one, and then we got up one, and they got up one. Like it was going back and forth, and then they got up two, and then I think we got one back, and they got up two again, and then we're sitting on three holes to play. We're down two.
It was very Ryder Cup. I felt that's what I felt like it was. It was Ryder Cup.
And the clouds were coming in.
Yeah, and then on 16, it let loose on 16.
Heavy stuff's not coming down for a while.
Wasn't terrible on 16.
You could see the wall of water. You know, being from St. Petersburg,
you know what that looked
like. Yeah, that 5 o'clock wall of water coming over Tampa Bay, and then
that'll last 10 minutes.
It did. And then it decided 17, it was still kind of drizzling. And then going into 18, that's when we had a repeat of the not my champion, Bradish.
It's still my champion.
Not my champion.
It's my absolutely champion.
Absolutely not. It was the same amount of rain, though, by the time we got inside.
It was
like it was
like hurricane style? Nice.
We were drenched. Because Pete and I were like, I mean, Nikki struggled on
putting
the
into puddles.
So we're just like, we need to get this thing done. Because, I mean, despite how hard it's raining, you played 17 holes and you're tied. You're like, all right, we got to
finish. Yeah, you got to finish.
It's pouring ass rain.
You have to finish the game. No matter what, you have to finish the game.
And on top of that, it's 18. It's a par 4 playing like a par 5 in this rain. Yeah. I mean, like I hit driver, 5-wood, and I still had a wedge in.
And for those of the people out there, like Kyle, who haven't played.
Kyle, we haven't hollered at Kyle in a bit.
Kyle. You know, guy.
He's a good dude.
Yeah. No, he's not. He's a... No, I don't like
he
him.
He is kind of a bitch.
But Seminole of Legacy is not... I was sitting here saying, like, how could you spend that much money to play 18 holes in Tallahassee? Come on. It's pretty good. And it's tough. And, like, the pot bunkers and all that. So on 18, Nikki puts a drive out there. I did not put a very good drive. I actually put it in the water on 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was not
big
going
push.
Well. Yeah.
Not great, Bob.
Yeah. It was not good.
Not
so it
great,
didn't
Bob.
Look good. So Nikki, I think, felt the pressure and he put it in one of those Jack Nicklaus, I'm mad at the world pot bunkers.
Anchor Jack is picked off and made that course.
Anchor Jack, let me tell you.
So he then decided that he was going to take a 6-iron out of a pot bunker with about a 5-foot lip and that he was going to put it on the green and then commence to hit it directly into the bank of said pot bunker.
Ooh, not great, Bob.
And it rolled back past him into the bunker. So then he thought he had it again. And then he also put it back into the lip again. And it rolled up to him. And then I said...
Haven't we all been there?
And then he
for sure.
Oh, yeah. Then he threw the club.
Well, that's always great.
I think he threw it at the cart, but it almost hit me. I don't know if he was throwing it at me. I mean, it could have been.
It could have been.
And I, because at that point I was already holding his pitching wedge and saying, this is what you should have done at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And so as he put it out there in the pitching wedge, and he actually put it very nicely into the fairway so that we could keep playing, that's when all hell broke loose. And the storm.
It's sky fell out.
In. And so Nikki had a hit in that, and he put it into another bunker. And meanwhile, I had hit a very nice shot, a recovery.
Of course you did.
Onto the green.
Very nice shot.
Yeah, but it definitely came down. But we, Joey, Pete, and I finished the game to the applause of some at the Seminole
at
Legacy
the bar and grill.
Yeah. As Nikki ran away in the...
Run away! Run
Joey,
away!
I'm going to the clubhouse. You know, that's what he yelled. And you
I'm
could
gonna
just,
get a Budweiser.
You could barely see him. That's how hard it was raining as he ran. And it got... bad.
Nice.
He got bad.
Well, then the belt holders are currently Joey and
yeah,
Peter
Ford. I think we're going to end up playing Corey and Steve next week.
Brass Tap Steve.
Yeah, because there isn't a real
rule book for this. This is what I'm bullshitting about.
Well, that's why I kind of like it the other way of like, The calm, that's the thing with prestige, so it has all these rules. This is kind of like, well, fucking figure it out. It is.
Just the play tag for the
team,
belt.
The tag team match was always a shit show. It was always crazy. You had, you know, the manager would reach in, the guy with the tennis racket, what was his name?
Yeah.
He would reach in and pull somebody's leg. Yeah, I think the bomb belt, and I'm, that's
the bomb belt is a thing?
Well, it's the...
Can't be the bomb belt. It's like an ATM machine.
No,
it doesn't
bomb
work.
Belt stands for Belt of Mediocre Buddies.
Belt of Mediocre Buddies belt.
Belts of Mediocre Buddy.
So they...
You added the belt.
It can't be the bomb belt.
No, it's just the bomb. I believe
it's just the bomb. Then it just has to be the bomb.
That's the Modelo's talking.
So it's just the bomb.
And the Grizzly.
It can't be the calm and the bomb. And the, we got the calm and we got the bomb.
Yeah, calm and bomb. I don't know why you... See, if you played... That's the thing. I think
you gotta play it.
If you played, get Steve. Get Haraga and get out there.
I need that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you'll have a time. My guess is that you'll probably be able to get it. You're going to have to
easy
face...
game.
You'll have to face Steve, Brass Tap Steve in the mountain.
No, I can take that. Something like that.
I'm thinking it's going to happen.
I can take the mountain. I can
I'm
going to
make sure
Peter
hears this. Don't wake up that sleeping giant from Australia.
He was angry. Angry Pete is a weird Pete. I've never met Angry
Pete.
He wasn't
that angry.
From our beautifully luscious cart... The carts add
so much cushion.
Oh, so plush. Leather. Leather.
Leather-bound books.
And like, if you feel the leather...
Crushed velvet seats.
There is no imperfections.
Right in the back.
That cow was
cruising
massaged.
Down the street.
It was great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think I like it because I'm a buddies guy. I like playing with other people.
You're a buddies guy.
I'm a buddies guy.
No, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, I'll tell you what. As long as Pete's in for it, we're going to defend that thing as long as we can, and then we'll see how it goes.
All right. I guess left on my notes here.
Let me check mine.
It's still a kiwi with a large stem.
At this point, I can say it is definitely a penis.
Kind of looks like a dick.
It's definitely a dick.
It's a very small
thing. It is under the notes section of questions for 101.
Well, does that mean it's time for bets for...
Yeah, I think it is. I got a few more here. Did we shame Joe enough?
I think there's enough Joe shaming in there.
Okay. Oh. All right. They have boats. They watch Below Deck.
They're yachters.
Yachters.
Yeah, they're yachters.
I mean, yachters. He's got a lot of yacht... A lot of yacht rock. He'll be ready.
Oh, yeah. His playlist is live.
I definitely think, though, that everybody... We need to know when... I think he's putting
the
boat in tomorrow.
We need to know when he's going out.
I think he's putting it in tomorrow because they got to do a sea test, according to him.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So this would be... what's the... Well, this is going to come out after that. So...
when's his birthday?
He's putting it in tomorrow. This podcast isn't coming out
tomorrow. Might come out
tonight. It's going to come out in like 45 seconds.
Sweet. So
when is he going out?
It's kind of like light.
I don't know, but we need to. I think he's going out of Shell Point.
So when is his birthday?
June 27th.
Oh, we just missed it.
Just missed
it. When? Just now.
I was going to say a Cito gift certificate for him might have been live. I mean,
either or candlesticks.
If you wait till Christmas, he'll be dead in the Gulf. But you know,
belated birthday.
Yeah, belated birthday.
He'll go out to.
Or it's like, is there such thing as a boat warming present? You know, if there's a house warming,
like a life jacket.
Life jacket, maybe like a gas card because I know that they're expensive. See, I don't think his wife really knows how expensive boats are.
Yeah, it's always good to know a friend with a boat than to have a boat yourself.
Agreed. Same thing with a pool.
Yeah. Well, I have a pool. Fuck you.
Pool and a pond.
You want to come
pond to be good for
pond
you.
Is better for me.
Pond. the only thing I had left was before we gambled here. Who's your favorite OG?
Oh, you forgot.
I mean, I said in the past it was KG.
Yeah, he has.
I mean, it's pretty well.
It's canon.
I love KG.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, you can't blame me for loving KG.
No, I love KG. KG.
Good guy.
Good guy.
Great guy.
I've met him.
Great guy. Once or twice.
A couple times.
So, if you had to choose between John Morley or KG, what is your
best friend?
How dare you, sir?
Oh, here we go. I ask the tough questions around here.
You do. I will give you that. I mean, I'm going to, you know, I'll be that girl.
I know
girl.
Who he's going with.
I'll be that girl. I'll go with John Morley. Oh. I mean, he's got race cars.
He drives his car so fast.
He's got race cars.
Like, he swaps in and out with other drivers,
I'm so excited that John Morley, Instagram, it's official.
He had tears of joy.
Tears of joy. Hashtag thumbs extended, eagle focus, tears of joy.
I want to see the DMs of just 80 messages from Dan and just nothing.
No. If that I knew how to DM on Instagram, yeah, there would be.
John, just thinking about you. Hope you have a great race.
I still haven't figured out how to just post a picture on Instagram. Like, usually it goes to like a
story. So you got that going for you.
Oh, I'm horrible at it. I'm turning into my father very quickly.
All right. I think we have to get to gambling, as Dan does stuff that he quit a long time ago.
Long time ago.
So are we...
We got the Bradish coming up.
Do you want to do the standard two round draft?
I think we should. Do we let the champ go first or select?
We let the champ select a spot in the snake.
And I think I selected second last time, so I think you select second.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the wraparound picks.
So you want three?
Three and four.
You want three and four. Mm-hmm. All right.
As a longtime listener, first-time caller.
All right.
I'll take my answer off there.
I know how bad Millar is at
this. I'm going to go second.
I'm terrible at this.
I'm going to make Millar go first.
Oh, jeez.
How many dollars are we sending to Biloxi for this particular race?
Remember, I'm a teacher.
So this is at Southwood. It's Southwood.
Yeah. Right. Ooh, number, what is it, four there?
I'm going to take Bill Shack. I'm just kidding.
Well, before you start the draft, let's figure out how much we're playing for.
Thank God Joey's here. Because Millar and I would ruin
25 or 50. I'll let the champ pick it.
25 or 50? Let me see what's in my Venmo account. Yeah, let's go 50.
50.
Yeah. 50 right. each? Okay.
50 each.
I'm not scared.
Mm.
Let me just text Hillary. Make sure that I can do that. Yeah, we're good.
Wow, we got some players here.
Ooh, dead air. Always a good sign.
We're all looking at it.
I thought you had this. No, Millar, you're up, buddy.
All right, for the Bradish at Southwood, give me...
Bill Fredericks is coming on.
Oh, God.
Bobby Birkin straight down the middle.
You're not taking yourself, Millar?
Nope.
You're not feeling yourself?
Are you in this one? Are you going to participate finally?
I've missed one goddamn tournament.
What's the over-under that he finally gets a check?
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's a good bet.
I think you'll get a check.
I think we'll save that one. Let's save that. All right, let's do that one first.
Is Gale playing? Sexy Ron, home course, Sexy Ron.
Sexy Ron's
home course.
You guys going to be all right? Between you two, that's a lot of Sexy Ron love right there.
Did anybody else notice that the table lifted on this side?
And this is a heavy, pretty table.
Now,
pretty
that heavy would,
little six to midnight.
That would have been better. John Morley or Sexy Ron.
Ooh.
All right, give me Ian. God damn it.
Gross.
Man.
So gross.
Cowis, you better not let me down.
Just fucking marry him.
Keep practicing, man. Jesus.
And then our newbie guy that's really good is not playing.
Yeah, we don't see Ben.
Well, I mean, this is only who's registered thus far.
Yeah, for what it's worth, I wouldn't take Bill Shack because he's registered for every event and we haven't seen him in fucking 4 months.
Yeah, the commish.
The commish.
It's Southwood?
Yeah.
That's Southwood. We got number two. He's going to take himself.
I'm going to take myself.
I knew it.
I love playing Southwood. I don't know why I like it, but I like it.
I don't know why.
So I got the wraparound.
But I do.
Yeah.
I got the wraparound.
And I did as when I was swim dad today.
Oh, shit. That's right. You're not playing in this tournament, are
I
you?
I am not. I will be in the far north woods there of Maine.
Like I said, if they ask to do a survey, you do the survey.
I will do the... Absolutely. So my wraparounds, I've already figured that... Now, Tommy's been playing so good. But I think after this, he's just going to be too upset.
But you have a wraparound.
I know. I got two. No, well, I already got my two in mind here. So I am going to go...
This is great, 'cause I like three, so I'll get at least one.
Ooh. Well done. I'm going to go with with Nicky Maz first.
Good pick.
Yeah.
And then the Piggy Bear.
Ooh, little pig for that ass.
Well, I mean, long irons at Southwood? Somebody is good with long irons?
Little piggy?
And Piggy likes Southwood, too.
He does.
Boom.
He does.
Piggy likes Southwood. Do you guys just want to give me the $50 now?
No, we're good.
Okay, I'm
on
the Venmo.
I always like to see how it plays out.
I'm just going
to
hold my shark koozie here and intimidate you as you make the next pick.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
Dead air.
Yeah.
Real men can drink and dip at the same time.
He's like, I already picked myself, mm-hmm. so.
Can I pick myself again?
You could.
You can double down.
You could.
I'll take T. Lizzie. I mean, I played with him in the back at fucking...
And you have won at Southwood. I found that out in my research with the FU Open.
Southwood, I've won a few times.
Yeah.
Southwood's been good to me.
With my very limited notes. It's a penis.
They are very limited.
It's a penis.
It's a penis.
How do you feel about penises 101?
Peni?
Who's he going to take?
Who are you going to pick?
Give me the Aussie to close.
All right, you can just give me the $50 to either
join me. Yeah, I don't have Venmo, so some other time.
You don't have the Venmo?
He definitely has the Venmo.
Yeah, I definitely have the Venmo. All right, so we've done gambling. Do you want over-under on me to make a check?
Oh, over-under?
Or, I mean, you said, do I get a check? So, I mean, set a line. When was the last
time you played?
Last tournament, which was two tournaments ago.
No, it wasn't last tournament.
It was two tournaments ago.
Two tournaments ago, but you did start with last tournament. Second Fire Row Pie speaker in the Southeast region, sir. I don't miss a thing.
Argumentation.
I can't set lines. You're better at that, Joey.
Well, I mean...
So we got 28 people. There's...
So how many checks?
16.
I mean, you're still like minus 500 to get a check.
Maybe minus 'cause what's your strokes?
Two or three.
And Turk is hitting from the back tees, so you're not hitting from back tees.
No.
Poor Turk.
Oh,
sorry, Turk. Although it could be worse. You could be hitting from the back tees at Legacy. Seminole Legacy.
Seminole Legacy.
But it'll be all worth it once you sit in the carts, everybody. It's worth it. The carts are plush.
While Malara...
I have three.
Okay.
And nobody picked
me. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, you had two chances to pick yourself, so I don't know who else...
Yeah, right? Yeah, wait a minute. You didn't even pick yourself.
Guys, I can't believe you didn't pick me. But you also were in the draft, sir. I love it. I think that's going to be a fun one. We haven't played Southwood in a minute. For those of you, just a reminder, the World Championships are in early November, if you can make it.
That is.
We are. It looks
Southwood
like,
good flights?
Yeah. Right now out of Tallahassee. I just looked it up. $400 round trip.
That's really not bad.
That's not out of Tallahassee.
Yeah. You can fly anywhere under $400.
Four and change round trip. Yeah. Yeah, and that's with, like, you can change it because they've already changed the dates once.
It's not going to change again.
Not going to change again.
Otherwise, Piggy's going to fucking
he's going to lose his shit.
Piggy, take it out on Southwood, brother.
All right, we don't need to play on that. I don't know. I think that's all I got on my notes. Do you have any podcasts for the good of the cause? Any closures?
I mean, you are...
TLHUglySweaterTournament.com. Make sure you go.
That's TLHUglySweaterTournament.com.
Yep.
If it looks like the site's broken, that's just because it's down.
Yeah, we're working on it.
It's but we'll get there.
Well, 101.com was fun, too.
101.com. Yeah, 101.com
is just click around. See how many viruses you can get.
It's Japanese.
All right, Dan, congratulations.
Hope
to see you back again.
I can't wait.
Do you have a towel for all the sweat? Are you okay?
I was very nervous.
I forgot. You said you wanted to give us something that you were... Oh, that's right. Since episode 50.
Roll them out.
So in honor of your 50th show, so the 50th anniversary is gold.
The Mike Singletary.
So I have Vice Gold golf balls for both of you.
Oh, that's awfully Vice, nice, golden, you, Dan.
Which course do you want me to lose them on?
Go ahead and lose them at Southwood so that you don't get a check.
Ooh. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not bet on, so.
Yeah, but now it's just we're playing for pride now.
Yeah,
now,
right. I mean, with golden balls, you better
finish
in the money.
I will use golden balls.
I look forward to using these golden balls in as many ways, shapes, and or forms as I could do that. It's awfully nice of you.
I
know. Well, I mean, Turk brought painted balls. I'm not... that talented. I can paint shields, but not balls.
Not balls.
Yeah.
Just that's TLHUglySweaterTournament.com.
Nice. All right. I think that's it. We're hitting almost an hour and a half here. Joey,
kidding.
Do you want to bring it home?
Yeah. So coming up on episode 51. On.
You have to hold before you bring it home.
Okay.
As soon as this shit ever loads.
Coming up on the next Mediocre Happy Hour, I'm going to tell you why Balky Bartokamoose is the best name from 80s sitcoms.
Can you afford the rights to this?
Look at that car!
God!
There's the sheep!
There's the sheep! There's sheep. It's not a visual medium.
Rising thorn on the wings of my dreams. Rain, thunder, wind, and haze. Bound for the detonate.
You know the words. I have a voice.
My life, it's my dreams. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Nothing's gonna stop me.
It's my dream. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
I believe in America.
Man, they're just killing it.
This is why this is the greatest podcast available on Apple iTunes.
Isn't it?
Hey there, Big Voice Guy here again, wrapping things up. Check back next time for another rousing edition of the Mediocre Happy Hour. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or account of this podcast without the express written consent of the Tallahassee MGA is prohibited. Son of a bitch, you guys take this thing seriously around here, huh? Well, I'm gone.